Yo, so people don't even know what logic means. And don't ask me to tell them, because the key is to seek knowledge. But people don't even know what logic means. For them to even use it. You can keep the music on for that one. Yeah. So,
we see that a lot of us don't like dealing with logic in our community. I'm not gonna say everyone, but a lot of us don't like dealing with logic. We have to start dealing with logic. It's common sense to see some of these things that we are told of, shall we say, pseudo BS. You know what I mean? Just think of it. Why haven't we ever been told about who we are? Why have we no way to identify with ourselves? Why I don't know my own culture or language? And it's a shame that if I even wanted to, I couldn't even think African. I gotta think American. It's like, if you ever been to jail, and if you're a critical thinker, right, you'll understand that as soon as you free, it's like a bigger jail. Because you still got to fend, call around, make things happen, but it's only to a certain extent you going to go but so far. You know what I'm saying? But you believe, and then this is the thing, we got stuck in our mind that, well, at least that's living good. At least I'm all right. No, fuck that. Why am I all right and they're great? I want to be equal with everybody. Y'all, the books that the majority believe say we all was created equal. So if you got y'all, why can't I? Not saying that I shouldn't earn it. But I just want a fair start.
Yeah, fair shot.
See how that works? Either or, you could be combative. But all in all, how can you combat a fair start? And if you say, what is a fair start? Equality. That's it. There ain't no specifics for equality. Same thing, same way an opportunity you had, I want.
Right.
And I want what's old, of course.
Right. But people think that it's easy. Some people think that it's easy to go out there
and just make it.
Just make it. But they don't see that what's the cap on our society as black
and living here and now, right? The majority rent is what? $1,400, right? $1,200, right? Now, you try having a minimum wage job with that type shit. Or even
let's talk like this, right? I'm gonna break this shit down how this shit races. For one, right, let's go to the banks. See how many loans do they give out to black men? And how many loans they give out to white men. Just do the statistics. Just go and do your research and see how many loans, if you go to a bank.
I'm all right.
Even if your credit cool. See how many loans do they give black
men. You're not getting far.
You're not getting far. They never giving you cash. And only time when they going to give you a loan is if you buying a house, if they even decide to give you one. Because everything's got red lines. Anywhere where we live at
red
in
line.
America.
Red line.
Is a red line. Anywhere where a majority black people live at, red line. So that means banks do not give out loans.
Not fucking with you.
Ain't fucking with you. That's number
one. Now look at it like this. I read a survey, right? Nationally, right?
Right.
Black men on average, black families on average, save the money on the average is good to us.
Right.
I think it was 8,000 to 10,000. The average white family, know what it is?
200,000.
That's the average, like the normality.
50?
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
It was like one out of every four black men go to jail, I think. Right? I believe. And it was like one out of every 24 white men go to jail.
Of course, man. This shit set up, man. Listen, it's
75%. Look at it. I got locked up. for a possession charge, right? Same case as a
Caucasian.
Yeah, right. Went to court the same date and everything.
Right.
I did 18 months. He went to rehab. But I see this a lot. You know what I mean? I see it a lot. Like, it's like, if you could tell, if you get locked up in a drug-infested area, right, with drugs, you're not going to go to jail. You're not getting the same amount of time as a person who's getting drugs or a place that's not.
Yeah, it's a setup for us. That was the backdrop for slavery, man.
Yes, that was the thing of letting the chains off.
You get what I'm saying? That was the backdrop. The backup plan. That was the backup plan, man. They set this shit up for us, man. Listen, people don't know that. You feel me? Black people in America only make up 15%, they say, on paper.
That's a lie. We are the majority.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in America. They say it's 300 million people that live in America. That's what they say on paper. They say it's 300 million. They say we make up 15%.
Take the commerce.
Yeah, but guess how much percent do we make up across America in the jails? We make up 75%. That shit don't even make sense. How the fuck y'all damn near way y'all 65% more than us supposedly in America?
And we go to jail.
75% more than y'all. You feel what I'm saying? There ain't no way. And the shit not about in the jail system. That shit is a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody know that. Fuck. You get what I'm saying? They making millions, billions of dollars off of us. That's modern day slavery. We buying commissary. We paying for our phone.
It's like the dope money. It's weekly. It's guaranteed.
You know, Bush got his hands in that shit. All that shit. That shit is a setup.
Aramark.
Yeah. And what do they lock us up for the most? Drugs.
All day long. But they and rock your world too.
Yeah, drugs.
Like you kill someone.
Yeah, drugs. We get booked with anything. It's an attempt to deliver. It don't matter if fuck is a nick.
You could be doing
this shit, and that shit gonna be attempt to deliver. They want that case.
You get more time than a cop killing Negro.
And then you got And then you gotta understand that these motherfuckers got quotas to meet. Cops.
Right.
Cops got motherfucking quotas to meet every month. So they press the issue. So this shit not about innocent or
not at all.
I gotta make these arrests so I can be captain or some shit.
You could walk up, shake somebody's hand, and say they blitzed that scene. They say you are liable for being there.
Right.
You shouldn't have been there. How do you say that?
Right. You could be a co-conspirator just being around somebody. Just because you was with a nigga.
Look at court. It's a set field. You can't even say, listen, this is what happened. You understand that?
Right.
You gotta go by a fucking play for my life.
Exactly.
Fuck that. I don't need John, whoever the fuck, Savino, I don't need all that shit. Let me tell you what the fuck happened.
Exactly. All that shit is a game, though. It's all money. Lawyers get paid. Then you ain't talking about lawyer fees and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody getting paid, man.
That's what it means for the minority. You need somebody for your judicial system to be married, to be sent off in death, and when you're sick, you're the minority. That means you need a third party to help you.
And then let's not talk about the gun laws that really for white men, because black men is not allowed to fucking carry. Even if they license, we get treated like we fucking gangsters if we tell them we license to carry.
Just look up and see how many white men got locked up for having a weapon to conceal on them.
You know what I'm saying?
They remember Eugene locked up for having his gun on him right here next to him on his console.
He's
licensed.
He licensed to carry though.
They gave him a woofer.
Yeah.
In Alaska, I watched that Alaska show.
That's a white
man. You know,
man,
remember we used to watch the Alaska show.
A white man
they catch him with their gun. In a glove compartment.
Totally different. Even if we try to follow the rules, we get chosen.
When you see black, you see dangerous.
That's
just what the world sees. TV give you that though.
TV like, is all propaganda.
It give us the black shirt with the leather jacket. Yeah. You know what I mean? That look.
TV is the first thing, man. Propaganda. TV is one of the most powerful things people
give you
the
your perception
world. Most people information comes from television. TV.
Perception. That's where their perception.
People
is
don't really do their fucking homework. They see whatever they see on TV, and that shit is programmed. The white man. That's how they control y'all motherfuckers. They control the news.
The shit you see on the news, you everything, think they don't got rules?
They gotta see it come through first.
Yeah.
Why you don't see real events happening? Why don't we know about that slavery over in Africa? Why they don't talk about stuff like that on regular news like ABC, NBC, those big networks? They don't talk about the real things happening, the people that really dying in the streets. They get murdered too real quick before they slip in basketball.
You don't think they got like caps on certain things they can say? Like,
it's so much going on today, period. But they give you Mike and Alex. They give us Mike and Alex for the news in the morning, and they talk about complete. They blow your mind with being so funny that they just show you.
They
didn't
put
say
that billionaire on the fucking news that's got fucking little girls coming to his island. He had motherfuckers working for him that got little girls for him. Like, he didn't even go out and get the little girls. Like, they got kidnapped and wrapped in a package for him.
Oh, he was kidnapping little girls?
Yeah, but not a kid, but yeah, basically, because he's fucking them. Like, you know, probably he had billions of dollars, so you know, he lured them in. He had billions, so you know, he probably bought the little girl, whatever she went, bought a little car. You don't know how shit go. They got her to the island. You want to go to an island? And he fuck them on some nut-ass shit. Billionaire white boy.
They get all predatory.
Yeah, they get
they all they want to do is conquest.
But they
want
to take
conquer.
R. Kelly to jail, though.
Every
black man they trying to destroy. Bill Cosby.
Everybody that a person could think to lean towards as a role model, they decimate.
Yeah, I think they coming for
they
Jay-Z
destroy
too,
them.
Dog. I hope they don't come for this nigga.
But what can they say?
You feel what I'm saying? And now they giving everybody
you,
rape now. They just
but
charging
the
everybody
they
with
want
rape.
You to just get like fit, like forget about them. Like they don't you don't see how that work? They want you to forget about anybody that we had to lean towards as a role model. They want us to forget about them. Like, they take them off the radio. They can't be played no more. Oh, my God. He's too vulgar. This ain't nothing the world ain't been.
They went after Russell Simmons. They went after every. They try to get everybody, bro. Like, and then as a coincidence, it happens all at once. Within a year, 20 niggas get booked for some rape shit or get accused of some nut-ass shit.
Up.
They went to Cuban Gooding
everybody
Jr.
Collapsed.
They booked Cuban Gooding Jr.
Everybody collapsed.
They booking everybody on some nut-ass shit. And black niggas, they ain't putting these white motherfuckers. You don't see Leonardo DiCaprio getting booked on them fucking handcuffs.
Tom
nigga.
Cruise.
Fuck no. They on some disrespectful-ass shit. And niggas rock with this shit.
They don't. Listen, it's something with oppression that is in our system of fear.
Yeah, they put that shit in us,
like,
bro.
They built this into us fearing. I've told you.
And the first thing what they did is religion, nigga. That's what y'all gotta understand. That was the program.
Yes,
that was
sir.
The first step on a slave, John. They let you do whatever, but they let you praise they God.
You gotta praise
once God. You believed in they God and had your parents passing it on to you. I don't give a fuck. All that shit is fake. Muslim, fucking
everything
Christian,
came through the Catholics.
Everything came from Africa.
Everything come from Papa Pope.
Yeah, fuck all that shit.
Everything come through
the
Pope.
Y'all gotta do y'all research, man, and go to fucking Africa, man.
You can't
do
practice
your
religion in America unless you go through their religious sect. They are with the government, but they're just a different set.
Yeah,
when the Pope comes through,
the Pope is
he
with the government,
more
bro.
Respect than the president.
Yeah, because he's they fucking God. Y'all don't see it? And living proof. And everybody praised this nigga.
If you didn't submit to them back then,
you died.
They'd wipe you the fuck out.
They killed people for not believing in this shit. Y'all gotta do y'all homework, baby.
Look at battle. Look how rap beefing is about a name, about the group and shit. Nigga talk about the group. Just think about that on a whole different fucking
the Pope
planet.
Was the most gangsters motherfuckers in the world back in the day.
Of all time.
Of all time. They killed so
they
many
go
motherfuckers.
They mafia shit. What do you think?
Why do you think they respect the mafia? Even the government respect the fucking mafia. How the fuck America? Because some white shit. You see what I'm trying to say?
They connected.
Yeah, some white shit, bro. Y'all.
And black people understand you ain't European.
All they doing right now is
none of those religions identify with an African.
None of that shit.
And you ain't European.
None of that shit. That shit is a lie, bro.
You eat like you gotta understand that your chemical
makeup. I'm sorry
makeup
to hurt y'all, but y'all gotta
That what shit is thinking? A lie, bro. We gotta start over, bro. All of us.
Everything. Reprogram.
We
the
got
diet,
to start over.
Spirituality.
All that shit. Cause we gotta get back to the roots.
We have to get back to balance.
Yeah, cause, and they show us the Egypt shit. They still respect it. They telling
they
us in our face.
Us. Our ancestors. But we are like the... They think we are...
They never going to tell us we the greatest, but they always got to come back to us because everything they got is from us. They always got to come back home. Africa, baby. They always got to come back, bro.
And we got...
We need to go back.
Us that we...
We need
don't
to go
like
back.
To identify with it, but they put that in your mind. Yeah, I want people to understand that. They put that in your mind.
We need to go back. That's our roots, bro. They took us, bro, and made and programmed us here, bro. And the first thing was religion, bro. That's the first thing we have in common with
you.
You got to
say logic, right? Let's think logical. None of those books identify
with
the woman or us, but yeah. they don't respect women.
No,
in none of
all.
Those books.
None of them books.
And you can't have a man without having a woman. Do you understand how that works? So, that's a cap right there. And I be trying to understand how did the sun come after the plants. So, he reads plants, then he reads the sun. I never seen anywhere that take place. I don't understand how can that take place. It's a lot of misprint in the books to say. Like in, you know, Job.
Yeah.
It's so much that if you just take your Bible or take your Kitab or your Torah, whatever you read, and go at it from a logical aspect. And the books tell you always seek knowledge, seeking your find and all that. So it's telling you, you got to look, right?
Right. Look at everything. Don't be one-track minded. Don't think that because your parents passed
just go see
on
who owned
you.
The publishing on the Quran. Look and see who owns the publishing on the Quran. People think stuff like that don't matter. For real. And why don't they want to identify Egypt with the darker skinned people?
They never gonna.
Why do they have, like, so to say, like, you don't, like, in the image of mainstream America, they never give you a pharaoh as black, like Michael Jackson did in that video with Eddie Murphy. They don't never want to do that. They never want to show us that. We don't get respect for our own culture. Like, it's crazy that I really had to sit back and look how I'm performing on a stage and rocking a show with the rap shit, right? That's really us. Do you understand that? That's our culture. Like, music, rhythm. Look how rhythm comes to a black person.
We don't gotta go to school for
you
that.
You know what I mean? We don't need to know. A little kid could be four and hit the Dougie. Millie Rock, you know what I mean? Crank a Soulja Boy, whatever. They naturally. They don't got it 5, 6, 7, 8. They don't have to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Everything with us is rhythm, man. Everything with us is nature. We got to understand that we got to get the right energy in us. You know what I mean? Stay positive. Understand that you are something great. Stop thinking low of yourself. And it's crazy that we'll look at our goals and it'll be our goals. And that's thinking low right there. Because if you understand that you great, then everybody else around you great too. And we gotta be working for the better of us. Do you understand that? Like, not as, see this, the system we've been raised on and taught to believe is so fucked up and systematic. It's a shame that unity ain't really there. Is politics, if you get what I'm saying. Politics is, I guess, even exchange, I would say. You know what I mean? But it ain't no, you know what I'm saying, connectivity with it. Like, I'm not vibing with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Like,
the vibration matter with the person you dealing with. Do you get what I'm saying? So to say.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, if I'm dealing with you,
right,
the vibe got to be right.
Exactly.
I can't not know what type time you're. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't like being uncomfortable. I don't like being around anybody I'm uncomfortable.
Right. So, you talking about politics, like the government politics?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's basically...
Yeah, the government politics don't care about the people.
Policy. It's more about security. Money. That's what I'm saying. Even exchange. Yeah. Even exchange. That's it. You understand what I'm saying? If I can lowball you, I will. Cut through. You understand what I'm saying?
It's all about, whatever. They don't give a fuck. It's about who's going to make the most dollar.
That's not African. That's what
and
I mean.
It's really about the rich and the poor. It's really about, and it's really more poor white people than black people that they don't even know of. Because there's so many of them that they say that it's more poor white people than black people. But it's all about the rich and the poor right now. It's about... How much do the rich want to pay, basically, in taxes to give us to make our shit better, our schools better and shit? Because we had to pay out of pocket. The poor don't have that much money to pay schools out of pocket and all that. So they trying to figure this shit out. But at the end of the day, dog, it's not about people. Like, I think these motherfuckers, like, the rich motherfuckers, like, they cold-hearted.
Not, but think about it. They cold-hearted.
To me, because
but to decimate the us, they come together. Do you understand that? This is what we not understanding. They're cold-hearted, but they get warm when they fucking with us. They get off with coming together to fuck with us. Right. You understand that? So we gotta
but they don't,
start
but
sticking
they don't
together.
Understand that they self. I don't think though.
They understand it very well. They are conquerors. This is all mapped out. Yeah. This was all planned. This was planned for the nigga in the street to be like, yes, I got to the brick. This is what they wanted you to think. Be happy with that little 200 grand, son.
Right.
Be happy. Don't want to be a king. Do you understand that?
Exactly. Yeah.
We go to Africa, the bounds going to change.
Yeah.
Ships going to balance.
We connect with Africa, bro. We really was on some
really
shit.
Connect, bro. That like, pendulum really swinging. Connect. I'm telling you.
And I think it's getting there.
It's getting there. That pendulum swinging.
Because now is the day, is the age of information. Information
yes,
is
intellect.
Too easy to get right now. All is at the tip of your fingers. Literally, is at the tip of your fingers. Like information right now.
Go search. If you don't believe, go search.
That's it.
Don't believe that the world prayed to the black Madonna and child. You don't gotta believe it. Way before any of them books. The Pope still kissed the statue to this day.
Yeah, man. And it ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You even gotta look at these fucking sets. Yeah, you and y'all, these religions. 71 sets in Torah, 72 sets
confusion.
In Christian, 73 sets
confusion.
In Muslim, Islam. All these different, and then there's one more step, and then one book came
that's,
after
that's
the other.
That's 73
that
pieces of cash.
Yeah, man, it's all money, man. And fucking control.
X, Y,
C, and it's to keep us separated. The first thing a motherfucker would say in a fight, if you believe in something different than them, you probably wouldn't get along with that person. Some people, it's to separate people.
Yeah.
Religion is built to separate people.
Divide them.
And, you know what I'm saying? Wars was fought over religions. Millions and millions of people died over religion. Religion is one of the most powerful instruments in the government system. It is.
You control religion, you control all.
Yeah, you control religion, you control all.
Just think about that. Before it was rap in ancient times, right? Before it was rap, any of that shit, right? If I come to a town and I had this type of information, right? Or the greater knowledge, right? That our ancestors had. And I could slide through one of those small towns. I'm like Jay-Z to them.
Right.
I'm giving the facts out. You
right.
know what I mean? All the girls on me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You the man.
Exactly.
So you hold the power. If right. I could tell you the secrets of God and grow some shit in your face or
light a
build
fire.
Something in your face or light a fire, right. Or I tell you how to build a tent.
War,
that's not
water
things
system
that can
or
see people think because they see it, right?
Put
and
lights.
they identify with it from their ancestral genes, really. They're identifying with it. You understand what I'm saying? Some knowledge they already probably seen anew from the structure. You feel what I'm saying? Everything is, remember, I took it from that one shape. So they see it and think it's easy. That ain't something that just came to mind, because if it did, everybody would have been doing it then. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when things were invented, that's great, right?
Right. But fucking, and then, like, say if you want to become a president, the first thing they'll ask you what you believe in.
Yep.
Whatever you believe
in. You must have a family.
Yeah.
With children. We gotta know that you're flexible and that you could be on the fly, on the call, and your family is prepared for this. We right. gotta know that your children not gonna do nothing crazy. Shit. We ain't gotta worry about your kids doing something out of pocket. Right. You understand?
They into all that type of shit.
Your wife not gonna. All that.
They even be in the runnings. First, they're gonna ask you what you believe.
And that bloodline, baby, right too. Believe it or not.
Yeah, and they going by bloodline.
Yeah, look it up. The little girl that put the project together that seen that. A majority of the presidents were related. Yeah. Little white girl.
Yeah. The fucking bloodline. The skull and bones, that society is real. Like, don't think that shit is fake.
Everything we say reference.
Like, yeah. Skull and bones, that fucking, you know, that fraternity people heard about. If y'all know about it, search it up. Skull and bones. You'll hear all about
Remember,
it.
Remember, people. We're going to think logical.
This is logical. And that's what the Illuminati, these motherfuckers talking about. It's something like that, but it's not what you think it is. The motherfuckers that you think is in it.
Just understand those major corporations. Just understand that.
Like the motherfuckers.
People are against us. If you can't see it, it's in the laws. It's embedded in their DNA. It's embedded in gold. But the main thing, the main focus is think logical. Start getting into your diet. Start think just looking up your body, the different things that hurt your body. Your ancestors put a diet together just for you not to get hurt. Why not go with it? Understand that things of acid are not natural. Understand that things of acid is not nature. White sugar is no good. We got to get back to our thing. There's nothing wrong with having your own thing.